sons of fish and eaters. Everyone wants happiness, peace of mind. How is it possible? That is his friend here. Gita is in an avidham. Everything is within the heart. So, we are being pierced by these other stones. Rajas, names, passions, desire for material enjoyment. And tamas means ignorance. Neither enjoyment nor knowledge. Just like animals. Animal has no material enjoyment, neither knowledge. Similarly, persons who are infected by the tamogun, they do not know what is the meaning of life, neither any material. People are becoming affected by this tamogun. Therefore, in this Western country, they are turning to the hippie. No material enjoyment, no spiritual knowledge, simply in that. So, if we develop Krishna consciousness, that's the process of hearing Chinmatananda Krishna. It is simply practice the process. Hearing about Krishna. Then gradually the darkness of ignorance and passion it disappears. Jeta Darpana Marjanam Bhav Mahadava Vipapanam. We are suffering in this material life on account of these three modes of material nature, especially the modes of passion and ignorance. So here is the process, how to get out of these modes of passion and ignorance, especially. Also material goodness. Sometimes material goodness is also a cause of bondage. A person falsely thinks that now I have become a Brahmin or I have got a sacred thread, therefore my business is finished. Now I can do anything, it doesn't matter. That is also another moment. You have to still advance. Even if you, the Brahmin, actually, Brahmin does not think like that. That because I have got this sacred thread, my business is finished. We offer this sacred thread, but don't make your business finish there. There is further progressive life. After becoming Brahmin, one has to become a Vaishnava. This process of Krishna consciousness is that we shall initiate several disciples. The first initiation and the second initiation. The first initiation is to give charge of chanting Hare Krishna. The beasts are there and initiated members will advise to refrain from sinful activities and in pure heart chant Hare Krishna. Not in pure heart, heart is already polluted, but offenseless. There are 10 kinds of offenses that he describes. The first offense is guru-avajna, sudhisarsana-indanam. There are 10 kinds of offenses. Or some of our disciples are going to be initiated. They should always remember how to avoid the offense. Of course, in the beginning, the offenses are there. But if you try to avoid them, then there will be nama-bhas. Nama-bhas means almost pure chanting of the devotee. That is called nama-bhas. And if you attain the stage of nama-bhas, you become immediately liberated. And then, when you can chant the Shuddhan holy name, pure, uncontaminated by the material modes of nature, then you develop your love of Krishna. So here it is stated, Rajastamo Bhava. We are afflicted with three kinds of the modes of nature. So, out of the three, two are very dangerous. What are they? Rajastha, passion and ignorance. The whole material world is going on the basis of these two qualities, passion and ignorance. What are the symptoms of passion? Kamalobha vayastriji. Too much attraction for sense gratification. This is called passion. And low, greediness, not satisfied. Now, we are coming from a cottage, very nice cottage, self-sufficient, little land also, growing vegetables, nice cottage, very warm, there is no need of air conditioning. We can live very simple life anywhere, any part of the world. There are so many jungles. You cut one or two trees and with the log you can make a little cottage. And after the trees being cut, the land becomes open. So you can utilize the land for growing food grains or pasturing ground. And if you have got cows, food grains, vegetables, and a cottage, then where is your economic problem? Where is your economic problem? Live peacefully in the open air, get sufficient milk, all vitamins, and vegetables full of vitamins. A, B, C, D, R, U, J, vitamin. You get nice life and save time for chanting Hare Krishna. This is life. We are trying to introduce in this new Vrindavan for us. This simple life. But the kāma-lobhādāyāścati. We can live very simple life, but because we are infected by the rajagun and tamagun, we require the pigeon holes of sky-stabbers. Unnecessary. Unnecessary. Why? Your time is so valuable that you cannot get back your life, one day of your life, or one moment of your life, by paying millions of dollars. What is the date today, 20th?
21st.
Now, the 20th July 1924, which is past of our life, it cannot be returned even if you try to bribe material nature millions of dollars. What is God is God. Therefore, Chanakya Pandit said, a very good moral instructor, Aisha Chanayi Kuti, all of God, Sarna Kuti, even the moment of time, we cannot get back by payment of millions of golden coins. That is not Sachit Nidathakamanita Sanvhanitakurita. It's such valuable time, you simply wait. Then just calculate what is your loss. Practically, from monetary point. One moment of your life cannot be returned by millions of dollars. Therefore, our Rupa Goswami also teaches, Abhattakalasyam. A Krishna conscious person should see whether my time has become wasted, whether I am utilizing my time, the short duration of my life, properly. All Krishna conscious persons should be vigilant to see that the time is not wasted. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advises, Kirtaniya Sadahari, Dinadu Kishani Chena Tarurupi Sahishmana Amanina Manadina Kirtaniya Sadahari. We are therefore interviewed, chanting Hare Krishna 24. I am glad to see all the devotees returning to be that this is nice practice. It must be. Chant Hare Krishna, 24 hours while walking, even in sleeping. If you practice in sleep also, you will chant Hare Krishna. That is possible, it is not impossible, it is fact. So, the human life, if you want actually peace and prosperity, as it is stated, Chita Eti Ranavitam Sitam Sakti Prasidati. You have to keep yourself always in the Satoguna, the most of good land, Brahmanika, platform. Satta, Sama, Dhamma, Tidikha, Arjava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Asriktam, Brahma, Karma, Sabhava. So, those are when we initiated Brahmin. They must have that. Otherwise, what is the use of taking a sacred thread? No, don't think by simply having a sacred thread that business is finished. They should be practiced how to keep yourself on the platform of Satogo. That platform of Satogo can be maintained when you are engaged in devotional life. Here it is said, Siddhasthati Prasidati. Simply being situated on the platform of good land, you'll be happy. Prasidati, you'll feel happiness because there will be knowledge. But the bhakti process is so transcendental that by discharge of devotional service, you'll be far above the satova. Satogun, that is material, good quality. But his material good qualities can be contaminated sometimes, because the material nature is very powerful. Very, very powerful. Therefore, sometimes we see that those who are not sticking to the principle, the fall of India, the material nature is there, please come in. But if you remain fixed up in devotional self, then you go above the satogun. That is also stated in Bhagavad Gita. Mancabhyavicharini bhakti yogi rajasukhate sagunan samatita edan brahma bhuyayakalpa. So, we are introducing this process to become directly a pure devotee. Pure devotee. Devotee, pure and impure, yes. Impure means those who are still contaminated by these three qualities, sattva-guna, rajo-guna, tamo-guna. And pure means above. No contamination. So, take direct, because in this age, it is very difficult to go step by step. Life is very short. You do not know at any moment. Material world is full of danger, especially in this age. Prayano alpaya ayusha karo vasthi yogi jana. Mandya sumandha matayo mandha bhajya upadhuta. This is the position. Almost every one of us, we have got very short life, duration of life. Although in this age, the standard of life should be 100 years, but we are going to live, it is reducing. On account of sinful activities, the duration of age is reducing, memory is reducing. Therefore, the shortcut policy to make our life successful, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced and instructed, that param vijayate sri krishna sankirtanam chitradarpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni paranam shriya kailava chandrika vitaranam vidyavad jivanam anandamuri vardhanam pratipadam purnamrita ashradanam param vijayate sri krishna sankirtanam. Sri krishna sankirtan will give you life. So those who are going to be initiated, they must try to avoid, not try, they must, the 10 kinds of offenses, then the pure man will be manifest, then you will try to chant more and more and more. This is the effect. Actually, we want peace and prosperity, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is full of prosperity. And why we should be not in prosperity? It is the material context. So, Kamalu Bhadas, the material contamination means unnecessary lust. Unnecessary. But if you practice our this unnecessary desire for sense gratification, will be reduced. Bhakti parasan bhava viraktyam natasya. Bhakti, devotional life, is so nice. As and as you advance in devotional life, you become disinterested, practically no interest in material life. That is the case. That is the test. Srila Jamunacharya says, Yadavadhi mama chitta krishna padara vinda nava nava dhama rantu masir tadavadhi vatanari sangame svartamane bhavati mukhavitara krishna mishtivarasita. Here in the material world, the highest pleasure is sex. Everyone, not only human society, dog society, cat society, bird society, they are all are for sex. Janavai punadi dhyame di sukham mitu sham. The most abominable happiness. That is the first class happiness in the material world. But if you engage your mind in Krishna, Jadavadhi mama chitta krishna padaram. Jamunacharya, you are the king. So he says from his practical experience that since I have engaged my mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, Navanavadhamaram tumasi, and increasing every moment, transcendental mellow, new and new. From that time, Bhatunari Sangamesh Marjamani, when I think of sex life, I go back. Immediately I spite on it. This is the test. The more you advance Krishna consciousness, you forget the topmost pleasure of material life, sex life. That is the test. So, the sex life is passion, raja, kama. So here it is said, tadarajastamobhava. The result of passion is sex, kama and lobha, no satisfaction. So, spiritual life means above all these things. You cannot say that you have all the qualities of rajastama bhava, lusty desires and greediness, and still you are advancing. That is hypocrisy. That is not spiritual life. Spiritual life taste is kama lobha dharma. Simply, you shall be situated in sattva. Sita itui anavidyam. Because you have seen the cubic feature, it has got an arrow, it pierces. Therefore, this word is used. Sita itui anavidyam. Without being pierced. Vidyam. Anavidyam. As soon as you are pierced by an arrow, the painful condition begins immediately. So we are always painful because the heart is pierced by the arrow of the cupid. So if you remain on the sattva, the goodness, then your heart will not be pierced by the arrow of cupid. This is the test.